I'm discovering many people are amazed there is something of a diplomatic back channel between the United States and North Korea. And they are even more amazed that since this back channel was revealed a couple of weeks ago, the inflammatory rhetoric between the two countries seems to have gone down by several degrees. But this sort of diplomacy is nothing new, and in fact the news media have often been at the heart of defusing seemingly intractable international tensions. Perhaps the most well-known involved ABC News correspondent John Scali. In 1962, at the heart of the Cuban Missile Crisis, Scali volunteered to work with President Kennedy to pass messages to a Soviet KGB officer with strong connections to Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Then, in 1977, CBS News anchor Walter Cronkite was directly responsible for the first face-to-face talks between Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and Egyptian President Anwar Sadat. In a taped interview replayed on the evening news, Cronkite asked Sadat about a rumored trip to Israel. After splitting some diplomatic cares about conditions for peace versus conditions for talks, Sadat said he would welcome an invitation from Begin. Cronkite then cut to film of Begin saying he would be happy to send an invitation to Sadat, which he did, and within a week the two leaders were meeting in Jerusalem. A year later, Begin and Sadat were awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Throughout diplomatic history, there has almost always been back-channel discussions. Maybe the talks weren't face-to-face between leaders, but there is always a person or two who can be relied on to pass messages back and forth. And since reporters are, as a group, the most likely to have these contacts, one has to wonder how many other stories are some coded messages designed to influence the very stories being covered. I'm Larry Burris.